On Shark Tank, there's plenty of times when an investor will look at the person pitching their company and they'll say, hey, this is a great business for you, but it's not an investable one for me. And the reason I think about that a lot is because there's this idea, whether you're a freelancer, or, you know, entrepreneur, or just content creator, by extension, if you're a content creator, you kind of have to be an entrepreneur, right? There's this idea of making money, right? And of course, we all want to make money. But I think too often times what we don't consider is the cost of making some of that money, right? So in the case of Shark Tank, right, by taking on investors and stuff like that, the business can get bogged down because now you're beholden to shareholders and you have to try to 10x your profits, and all of a sudden that becomes real work. Whereas, you know, if you just kind of keep it small, then you can make a comfortable living. Yeah, sure, you not might not be making millions of dollars, but at the same time, you're not having to dole out 900,000 of it, right? Or something like that. So I think there's that small facet that we forget, like, hey, if you run a side hustle on your own and you're able to make an extra, you know, 20,000 a year just off of that, and it doesn't tax you, that's better than if you're trying to make 1.5 million and you only end up your net profit ends up being, 10K or something like that. Because, you know, on Shark Tank, we often see like the amount of investment that goes into something, and, you know, the runway to become profitable can be hefty, right? So it's a lot of effort to like scale a company. And really, that's the core of what I think about, is this idea of scalability. Because in general, right, it's the shiny word, it's the fancy thing that we see talked about in like Wall Street Journal, you know, Forbes, Entrepreneur, and so forth, right? All these companies, whether it's like Uber, Meta, and yada, 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 right? Like, you want to create scalability. That's what drives success and so forth. And as a company, I think that's fine if that's what you want. But I think oftentimes as individuals, we get caught up in that vortex when we don't need to, right? Like one of the things that I look for myself, and oftentimes when I work with clients and things of that nature, I let them know, like, hey, listen, the reason why my prices are higher than perhaps some others and stuff like that is because of A, my experience, but also you are getting me. I'm not offloading this to somebody else and things of that nature. Like, you're paying to get me, and I'm not scalable in that way. So that's, it comes at a premium cost. And when, you know, I'll just use the term freelancers, we use that, you can use that to your advantage to get those sort of rates. Now, also one of the things I talk often about in terms of how to, you know, get to a certain point, whenever I coach people, your rate is essentially what someone's willing to pay you for, right? So, you know, I've been doing this for a number of years, and initially I kind of started lower. And then as time goes by and there's more demand for me, I can justify raising my prices. So you have to kind of account for that as well. But in that way, I always am very upfront about this idea that you are getting me. As I said, I'm not scalable, and therefore it comes at a higher cost. And if that, and by the way, I'm also willing to walk away from that. I think too many times, you know, people try to over negotiate, and they try to, you know, put themselves again with this idea that like you have to get the job and you know, so forth. There's plenty of times where, yeah, the idea of the money is nice and things like of that nature, but I know it could be a project that's too taxing on me, something that I'm not interested in. And if I'm not interested in it, then ultimately I wouldn't do a good job. Then they'd be mad, and it wouldn't be good for them. It ultimately would start to hamper my reputation and so forth. So it's not worth it in that way. So ultimately, kind of the point of all of this is to really know yourself and what are you trying to achieve, right? And kind of being honest with yourself in that way, because as with everything in life, there's a little bit of give and take. And I think too many times people just default to, you know, go and earn tons of money, blah, 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 thinking that it's nice. But again, at what cost? Versus if you just kind of keep things relatively small and simple, then, you know, you might not be making the millions of dollars, but at the same time, it's a nice business for you, right? Hence why I think about that Shark Tank aspect of it quite a lot. And I try to apply it to not only myself, but also, you know, other people. And again, you know, what path they choose is up to them, but as long as they know the full scenarios of both, I think that's important. So I hope this sheds some light on the subject matter to help you kind of navigate all this stuff. If you have any further questions, by all means, ask away in the comment section or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. Thank you. I hope to see you next time.